Invite you please to remain standing for our gospel and sermon lesson this morning from Mark, chapter 7, verses 14 through 23. You can follow along in the insert or in your pew Bible. Again, Mark chapter 7, verses 14 through 23. I read in Jesus' name. And Jesus called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable, and he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach and is expelled?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of a man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth, for your word is eternal truth. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. What is wrong with the world? We have seen our country celebrate as a man physically mutilates himself in his desire to be considered a woman. The highest court in our land has decided that homosexual relationships can be called something that they are not, that they can be called marriage. Last week, millions, if not billions, of hard-earned dollars were washed away as the stock markets crashed. We have viewed in horror online as videos of babies being ripped from their mothers' wombs, only then to be torn apart, chopped up, and sold for their tissues and organs. On Wednesday, a reporter and her cameraman were shot in cold blood on live TV on a local morning show. And shortly after those murders, the killer posted his first-person video of him committing those horrific acts. On Friday, a Houston police officer was shot in the head execution style as he was filling up his patrol car. What is wrong with the world? The world's problem is not the transgenders, not the homosexuals, not the Supreme Court, not the markets in China. The world's problem is not the Republicans, the Democrats, Planned Parenthood, the abortionists, the criminals, or the murderers. That is not what is wrong with the world. So what is wrong with the world? G.K. Chesterton hit the nail on the head several decades ago. The London Times sent letters to several writers and philosophers asking them to write an essay on this very question, what is wrong with the world? And Chesterton supposedly sent back the briefest of letters. It said, "Dear Sir, I am." The words of our Lord. From within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within. The problem with the world is me. And I hope And I pray that each of you here, in all honesty, can answer the same. The evil in this world is not something that's outside of us, something that we can hunt down and find and destroy. The evil in this world is inside of us. It is, in fact, us. We are what is wrong with the world. Our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our actions are the problem. I am, and we are, sinful by nature and unclean. I have, and we have, sinned against God by thought, word, and deed, by the evil that we have done, and by the good that we have left undone. Jesus is clear about this. There is nothing outside of you that can defile you. Nothing. Whatever you put into you goes through your body and passes into the toilet. That's exactly what Jesus says. He uses bathroom language. There is nothing that you can put into yourself that makes you defiled. So then why does God still find fault with you, even though there's nothing going into you that defiles you? God finds fault with you because you are a sinner. You and I are sinners, but not because we do sinful things. You and I do sinful things because we are sinners. You and I are unclean because we are unclean, sinful from the moment in which we were conceived. The source of all of your problems is your heart. The source of all the problems of the world is your heart and my heart. Your heart and my heart is an idol factory. Because of our hearts, because of our idols, because of our sin, we are finally brought to a deserved death. Our hearts separate us from God, and they damn us, and they defile us. So often today, advice is given to people, oh, just follow your heart. Or you'll hear people on TV say, I just need to follow my heart. That is the dumbest advice you could give someone. That is the worst action that you could take. Your heart and my heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. The world is in the shape that it is in precisely because we have all followed our hearts and listened to our hearts. We have done what is in us, and we are reaping the evil fruit of the wickedness that we have sown. We are the problem. We are what is wrong with the world. But praise be to God. Praise be to God that Jesus has come into the world. Praise God that in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. Jesus entered into the evil dominion that we have made of his creation. He entered into our defilement, our uncleanness, and he didn't stop himself. He became like one of us. He associated with us who are unclean and defiled and sinful, and he didn't even stop there. He didn't avoid sin. He, in fact, became sin for us. In Christ, God entered into the world that we defiled with our unclean hearts. He entered into that world to redeem, to sanctify, and to make holy what we have made damnable. We look at this world and we wonder, what is wrong with the world. And we see these things that are wrong with the world, and we get tempted sometimes to ask God, why, God, are you allowing all of these evil things to happen? But that is the wrong question. God will simply not answer that question of why he allows evil to happen. We could not comprehend it. His ways are higher than his ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Do not ask God, why did you allow this evil to happen? Instead, when you see the evil, defiled things that are happening in this world, ask God, God, what are you going to do about that evil? Ask him that question because he has already answered it. God answers what he's doing with evil in Jesus. God pierced that evil, that sin, and all the problems of the world in Jesus' hands and feet and side. God has drowned out all the wickedness and defilement of this world in the blood of Christ. He puts them then and buries them in now the empty tomb. And when we see the mess that we have made of this world, God points us to the cross. He points us to Jesus as he hangs there, and he tells us, look there. Look at what I'm doing. Look at how I am handling the defilement and the sin and the evil and the wickedness that you have brought into this world. Look at my son there on the cross, because there I am defeating all of it. Jesus takes your defiled heart of stone and he throws it in the trash where it belongs. Jesus washes you clean in his blood and he makes you to be a new creation. Then he turns around and gives you a new heart, a heart of flesh. A heart that longs for God's forgiveness and mercy and righteousness that comes only through the suffering and death of Christ. And then your God runs to you. And he throws his arms around your neck and hugs you. And he calls for a feast, celebrating his own love and mercy towards you. And he gives you the best seat at that feast. He gives you your seat, your place in the eternal kingdom of the Lamb who was slain. You have, brother and sister, your place in the resurrection of the body and of the life everlasting. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and into eternity. Amen.